Hallelujah. It's such an honor to have you, Pastor Nancy. Give her a big welcome as she comes.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. It cost you everything.
Yes.
So that we could have everything.
Amen.
And we take it tonight.
Yes, we take it tonight.
We take it this week.
Yes, Father.
We take it every day.
Yes.
You load us daily.
Yes.
With benefits.
Yes.
And it's a daily taking.
Yes.
Of that which you make ours. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you so much for all that blood has worked and brought us into and made available. We thank you. We honor you. We give you glory and thanks.
Thank you, Jesus.
We worship you. Hallelujah. One of the things that the blood has worked for us, it makes it as though we never missed it.
All right. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So when you go to pray and reminders are brought up,
amen.
Even by your own habit of thinking,
right.
Or just by the enemy offering you a mental distraction,
yeah.
Just remember, the blood makes it as though it never happened.
Amen. Amen.
And you have to remember that so that you can lay hold of all that the blood purchased.
Amen.
He authorizes us to live as though we never missed it.
Amen.
Think of that. He authorizes us to live that way as though we never missed it. We have no right bringing it up against ourselves or against anyone else.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. It's as though we never missed it. Wonderful way to live. He gave us the best way to live. Amen. Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie, thank you so much for that birthday fun. I said, look at them having fun at my expense. The choir, do they travel? And what is that? How come we only see that motion at a birthday party?
Yeah.
I thought for sure they were going to be doing it every song now, even when they're singing worship songs.
Yeah.
And I know Pastor Ruby wanted to get up and dance with them. I know she did. I know she did. She got dance in her bones. And thank you so much. You know, you think of the number 60 and you think, well, are those rude numbers or what? You know, I don't know. I think they're privileged numbers. Not everyone reaches them. And I'm glad. I was telling somebody the other day, when I was 17, a certain event happened that I had these two ladies that were in my life that became part of my daily life. And they were only, well, I thought for sure they were like almost 70. They were in their late 30s. Now I look back and go,
hello.
Oh. Because when you're young, everybody who's over 30 is like eons. So please keep your eyes sweet on me. Don't look at me as though I'm like, oh, she 90, you know. You know, I'm just telling the eyes of kids, I'm telling you, they need better vision. And so anyway, thank you so much. That was so fun. Congregation, thank you for your generosity. And thank you for the castle. It's a help. And I'm there. It needs divine help. And thank God it has divine help available to it. Hallelujah. Turn around and give somebody around you a great big God bless you tonight. And then you can be seated. It 2 years is too long. And I'm so grateful I get to run my race with this precious couple. And you know, it matters who you're running next to. It matters. Their pace affects your pace. Their words affect your words. And you know, when you have a runner, a marathon runner, they will have their trainer maybe in a golf cart off to the side, kind of keeping pace, and they're yelling stuff at them. Like, your pace is too fast or your pace is too slow. And they're giving them instruction all along the way. And it matters that the people that run with you, that they know what to say, because you can hear them. Even if they're not talking to you, you can hear them. And so it's a privilege to run. And the pastors that have come all the way from Phoenix and Hernandez and Pastor Philip Steele, thank you for coming. All the different ones that have come, and Brother Pastor Ike and Geraldine and the Waits and the Millers, everybody. It's everybody. It was so cute when Bubby, he's my oldest grandson, and he would have turned maybe 5. And it was his birthday that day. And it was so sweet because Morgan was driving. I was in the passenger seat and the kids were in the back. And it was his birthday. And I started singing happy birthday to him. And we all just sang going down the road, happy birthday. And when we were done, he was just beaming. And he said, thank you, everybody. And he was just like, that was just huge. So thank you, everybody. I mean, there was only a few of us in the car, but when you do thank you, everybody, it's like the world serenaded you, right? You might as well think large and think that the whole everybody on the road was acknowledging. So thank you, everybody. We have some, as he said, some items for you. The Answer It book. I'm so grateful for this. God, I had this in my heart well long before I wrote it. And I always look to the Lord because I have so many different things in my heart I want to write, you know. And so I always look to the Holy Ghost, which one? And he held this one before me. And I'm so grateful because now when my grandkids, Bubby is 10 now, and they have to take, when we travel, Morgan, they have to take a book on the road and they read it, you know, themselves before they go to bed and stuff. And this is the one he carries. I had no idea when I wrote it, my grandson would find his help in it. And so if my grandson can find his help, you can find your help in it. Amen. And then we have the daily healing bread from God's table. This is out in Spanish now. So that is something you can get hold of. And then, of course, the worship book. And then we have, of course, our latest book, Love, The Great Quest. You know, this is, love is the flow of God. It is Him. And we need to be skillful in what makes Him, Him.
Amen.
Because we're partakers of that. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me tonight. Several months ago, God began dealing with me and about this, and so I began stirring myself up back in this direction. But turn with me to Psalm chapter 8. Yes. And I am so glad that the Holy Ghost began stirring me back in this direction. It is so, so critical, not just to everyday life, but to the plan of God and to the last day era that we're in. Psalms chapter 8, and we're going to start in verse 4, and it reads, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" Now think of this. We're in God's mind. We're in his thoughts.
Amen.
Amen. You want to know what God's thinking about right now? He's mindful of us.
Amen.
Amen. "And the son of man that thou visitest him, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels." And the Hebrew doesn't use the word angels, it uses Elohim. So thou hast made man a little lower than God. Because Elohim is the name for God, not angels. "And thou hast..." Now listen, God made us that way. God made us in his class. It was his idea. And the religious world goes tilt on you thinking or saying that you're in the same class of being as God. But it was his idea. And it was his working. And it was what Jesus purchased for us to function in that class. And God is a spirit. And by making us spirit beings, it moved us into God's class. And Jesus' blood purchased access to the place of fellowship, so that our God, what God made us for, can come into being. So it says in verse 5, "For God has made man a little lower than himself, and God has crowned man with glory and honor."
Hallelujah.
Look at the next phrase. "God made him to have dominion." We could just stop right there. God made him to have dominion. That's what all of this is pointing toward. Where he intended for man to arrive and live is in a place of dominion. In charge. What's that do? It eliminates all victim. Everything associated with victim. Everything associated with defeat. Everything that is associated with not enough. We're not made for any of those things, because we were made for dominion. "Thou made him to have dominion over the work of his hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet." But I just can't get back from this. Can't get away from this phrase, "Thou made him to have dominion."
Amen.
Dominion is what fits us.
Amen.
We should wear it.
Yes.
And this is why so many believers struggle and are so disillusioned and don't live up to what's available to them. Is because they're not living what they were made for.
Amen. That's right.
I mean, if right now the Olympics is going on, and I haven't watched any of it to see any of it, but I know how athletes, having seen it in the past, when they train their whole life for a few moments, for one event, and if they falter at that moment, the heartbreak of that, and they wear the devastation of that. Why? Because they know that they didn't come up to what they had trained for. We aren't just trained for dominion, we're made for it. Made for it. It's so large, and it's so important, because when my husband talked about, by the Spirit, really ministered this, as well as other men of God, talking about the last days, in the last day revival, all fivefold offices operating at what? Full potential power. All nine manifestations of the Spirit flowing at full potential power. What is the flow of God through those things is also going to call for full potential flow in other things. Full potential dominion. We can't arrive at full flow without full authority. Full dominion. And any time we are not stepping forward into the fullness, there's other things that won't reach fullness too. What about this? The fullness of obedience. Yeah?
Amen. That's right.
It's going to fullness in one arena is arrived at because of fullness in all arenas. Whenever you have an Olympian in their training, they don't train to come in third. Now, we know somebody's going to come in third. Some won't even make the cut to be in the final competition. But every time they train, they're not just training to just arrive at the Olympics. They're training to place. They're not training for the silver. No one says, I just want to be second. Nobody. They are training for top spot. Even if they know there are better athletes out there, in their mindset, their training mindset is, I guarantee you, every one of them lay in bed at night and envision gold. They dream of the top step of the platform. Why? Because you don't reach your full potential power shooting for being in the stadium, sitting in the stands. Amen. We were made for dominion, and we're going to have to move in the fullness of it. Amen. Thankfully, we've had examples of dominion. Men who walked in dominion. And they walked in it with differently. Different ones differently, but the results were all the same. Dr. Summerall made this statement. He said, when I arrive in a foreign country and I come off the plane and I stand at the, because most of the time you're coming down a stairway in other countries. Not always, but sometimes, and sometimes you exit off of a jetway. And he said, as soon as I walk off the plane, step the first foot off, he said, I stop and say, devil, I'm here. And I'm taking over.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's right.
Taking over.
He just wore what he was made for.
Amen.
Your dominion is in the new creature.
Amen.
It's not in the old man.
That's right.
Amen.
It's in the new man.
Right.
And what does it say in Ephesians? Put on the new man. Dominion has to be put on. Every flow of the new creature in Christ has to be put on.
Amen.
Meaning you have to know it's yours so you can put it on.
Right.
I mean, as a lady, ladies, there's layers to what we put on, right? Layers. I mean, sometimes I have gone to church and forgot to put on my earrings. And I'm telling you what, the whole service I'm thinking, I don't have my earrings on. My gosh, how to... Over earrings. Why? Because I missed a layer. A layer that I wanted. A layer that I needed. This needs distraction. You know? And they say that the bigger you wear, it takes off like 5 pounds off each side. I go, my gosh.
Amen.
You get me some hubcaps, you know.
Amen.
believe me, I travel with it. I have it. But you can forget to put it on, even though it's sitting in your room. Dominion has to be put on.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
In the face of anything that opposes, put something else on. Circumstances and the enemy brings things hoping that we'll wear it. Hoping that we'll wear offense. Hoping that we'll wear worry. Hoping that we will wear fear. Hoping that we will put it on. The enemy can never put anything on you. You are the only one authorized to put on your life. And you need to put on what you were made for, because that's what fits, and that's what will move your life ahead.
Amen.
We cannot move into the fullness of what God has for us unless we're wearing what He provided to arrive at fullness.
Amen.
We can never arrive at what the fullness of the plan of God holds for us without walking in dominion, or He wouldn't have given it to us.
Amen.
If we're made for success, then we have to have the authority to experience that success. You remember, I'm sure I taught it here, of something Jesus said to me several years ago. And I was repenting to Him over missing the same thing over and over. And then I picked up a book. I had just spent time talking to Him about it. And I picked up a Dad Hagen book. I was just going to sit down and read. And I got maybe a page or two into my reading. And all of a sudden I felt that reverence come in the room. And I had this sense to get down on your knees. And when I did, the minute my knees hit the floor, Jesus was standing in front of me. And He said, "You have failed many, many times. But I never have. So I share my success with you." Now see, we're going to have to be mindful of the success He made ours, because if we're not, we're out trying to earn it. Trying to earn a successful ministry. Trying to have a successful church.
Come on. Come on.
The success is not earned. It's in the new creature.
Amen.
Amen.
It's in the new creature.
Amen.
And it's not my job to go out and earn success through the ambition that men hold dear. But it's putting on all that the new man carries and holds. And part of what's contained, a vital part of what's contained in the new man, is dominion.
Amen.
We're made for it.
Amen.
But we have to put it on.
Amen.
I said we have to put it
Amen.
On.
Amen.
We have to train ourselves to quit taking what's offered us from circumstances and what daily life brings and thinking that's our life. We won't float into fullness of God's plan. We arrive there deliberately with very purposeful steps of exercising our rights and privileges, walking in our authority and our dominion. We arrive on purpose. We will never float there. That's why Paul said, "I press." I press. Why? Because the only thing you can do is drift. But drifting takes you where? Out of the will of God. Out of the plan of God. And so many are drifting, hoping that they'll arrive. When the Bible tells us that when you drift, basically, drifting is associated with error. The wrong direction. We're authorized to arrive. And the only way we're going to arrive at where He authored for us is we're going to get there with our dominion and authority.
Yeah, that's right.
We're boss.
Yeah.
You show up and you take boss steps. Amen.
Yep.
Because they belong to the new creature.
That's right. Yes.
The success is in the new creature.
That's
right. If you're going to live out of here, the mental arena, there's no new creature there.
That's right.
Now, the mind is to be renewed
That's
with
right.
the word of God.
Amen.
But the new creature flows from here.
Yes. Amen.
And dominates and dictates.
Amen.
And with it, this dominion belongs to the new creature. It comes out of your spirit.
Right.
Amen.
That's right. Right.
You, I'm not talking about people trying to look bold by flowing out of the mental arena and getting bossy with people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, bless God, I'm in dominion. But from the mental arena, it's an offense.
Amen.
Amen.
But from the spirit, it's divine flow.
Amen.
It's a divine flow.
Amen.
And you don't want to put on boldness what people perceive as boldness and think, well, I'm just walking in my dominion, when it, if it flows from here and there's not here.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
This won't make an enemy
That's right.
of others through a personality thing. Because if you get it up here, you're going to start, people try to start being authoritative through their personality. Ah, that's a miss.
Amen.
That's a miss.
That's right.
It's here.
Amen.
And when it flows out of here, you don't have to go around and prove you got it.
That's right.
I'm talking about to appear to have something anointed, to be someone anointed, or to be someone in charge. It's just something that flows. And it flows differently out of different people.
Amen.
It does. Dr. Sumrall was very aggressive. But it was the revelation of his spirit.
Right.
It was pure revelation. Then you hear others that they operated out of it very tenderly.
Yeah.
Dad Hagen, his approach was very different than Dad Hagen's. The authority sounded different, but it still had the same effect
and
bore the same fruit.
Amen.
A lady has no business sounding like a man. I don't have to go around and prove myself.
Right. No.
Bless God, I'm ahead of this ministry and I'm going to let everybody know. No. You know how my authority, how I exercise and it fits me? Because see, what you are made for will fit you in a particular way and it will flow out of you in a particular way. And I've told the ladies on my staff, I said, you will never be rude to a man.
Amen.
You won't. Because you got nothing to prove.
Amen.
You don't got nothing to prove.
Amen.
When I approach men in the congregation in the years of pastoring, or I approach a staff member, I don't belittle them because I'm in dominion. And I've got to push them down to feel like I'm boss. That's a mental flow out of the personality. And many times people have a poor view of themselves because their mind is not renewed. And so they try to assert themselves this way instead of this way.
That's good.
And I'll approach a man and being fully in charge and someone would have said something or did something that I was a wrong direction. I'll say, hey, what about if we do it this way? But see, I get them on board with my dominion.
Amen.
Instead of shoving him, going in and wrecking the house and breaking furniture to get my way. Dominion can be expressed in different ways when you're dealing with people.
Yes.
Sure.
Now, when you're dealing with the devil, you better let him know.
That's right.
We don't appeal to him.
Yeah.
But dominion is expressed differently based on who you're dealing with. And that's part of the skill of dominion. You just can't be a burly type approach and just go in and hammer like King Kong. Well, praise the Lord. I don't know why I said all that. None of that's in my notes, but it'll help you. In other words, when you have dominion, you don't have to show off that you have dominion.
Amen.
You don't have to put it on display, just be in dominion.
Just be in dominion. Amen.
And who was it? One of the guys who, the founder of Walmart, Sam Walton, they said that he drove an old beat-up pickup and dressed very like a farmer almost, and nobody would know. Because when you got it, you don't have to let people know you got it and to try to...
Amen.
Now, if you want, you know, however you express your dominion,
amen,
how your dominion flows, because it will sound differently,
amen,
through different ones.
Amen.
So don't see someone else and try to act like that and say, now that's, because see, I see Dr. Summerall. And I mean, you listen to him and listen to his service. I mean, something goes in you.
Yeah.
It goes in you. But I don't try to go out and imitate his dominion.
Amen.
The imitation of dominion is a failure.
Amen.
Remember when those had addressed a man in the Gospels, and I don't know the reference, and they said, in the name of Jesus, who?
Paul
preaches.
Yeah.
That devil-filled man tore them up.
Yeah.
Why? Because they were trying to borrow dominion. And you can't borrow dominion. You have to put on yours. How it fits you. How God moves through you.
Yes. Amen.
You can't watch someone else and say, well, that's how you express it. You express it from your place of revelation.
Amen.
Very good.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Then it'll work.
Then
it'll work, because you're not trying to do it from out here. You're doing it from in here. And sometimes dominion is just a sweet appeal. You're just appealing to someone, but whether they know it or not, it's going to come out your way. You're just appealing to them. I'll say, to staff or something, what about if we do it this way? And if they know that no is not the answer. And if they said no, I would have to up the expression of my dominion. Right? Because we're going to arrive at what I want done. It's like a parent with a child. The child is the one that determines whether or not they get spanked. Not the parent. It's not up to the parent. The child determines.
That's right.
When you didn't do what I told you to do, you asked me. Your disobedience was a request in my direction to deal with you.
Amen.
So I'm going to fulfill your request of disobedience. Right? When you talked back to me, you begged me to spank your behind so that you could not be just a big behind and you could be a success in life. And I would tell the kids, we can do this hard or we can do it easy, because I can do both. But you're the one that determines by how you respond, how I exercise my dominion. Right?
That's good words.
Because there is a difference between the dominion with the devil and the exercise of the dominion of the position you occupy. You're not in dominion over people and their wills. No, not at... But in the position you occupy, people will come under your dominion.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Staff members, those who are leaders in the church, sheep, come under the dominion of a shepherd, and that dominion is for blessing.
Yes. Yes.
The dominion God gave you is so you could go around and bless people, not so you could go around and get your way.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
It's completely... so that you could help and enhance. Jesus had total authority on the earth. When he walked on the earth, and he used that authority to bless people, to drive out demons and drive out sickness and drive out religion.
That's right.
He used his dominion to elevate.
Amen. That's right. That's
And he made us for dominion so that we could elevate those around us and get the job done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We were made for dominion. These words just ring with me. It's what we were made for. And the more we renew our minds with the Word of God, the greater exercise of that dominion in accuracy and skill.
Amen.
An unrenewed mind will never have skillful exercise of dominion.
Yes. Amen.
Yep.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Hallelujah. So the more our minds are renewed, the more skill our dominion
Hallelujah.
We are in the exercise and the use of that. So Dr. Summerall said, he said, when I come off an airplane, I say, devil, I'm here and I'm taking over. Now, Doc, you never heard Dad Hagen make a statement, but he just walked in and took over. But in a whole different flow, but it was still authority. It was still dominion. We saw Dr. Summerall when we would be in services with him. You saw this with Norval Hayes, and you especially saw this with Dr. Summerall. There were not too many services that we were in with Dr. Summerall that there wasn't somebody tormented in their mind that had a devil that didn't start screaming out in the middle of his service. That was very common in his services. And Dr. Summerall, when they would start doing something like that, I mean, he'd take over that setting. Let me restate that. He already had taken over the setting. They were trying to disrupt the setting. And he held the setting. Sometimes he would throw people out. Sometimes he would have them. He'd cast the devil out. Whatever. He would handle it differently based on the need. Then Dad Hagen, you'd be in a service and something would start disrupting in his service. You know what he'd do? He'd act like he never heard it. And he'd just keep on teaching, twiddling his thumbs like this and teaching. Just keep on going. It was dominion. And another way to exercise it.
Amen.
Dominion is not always in your face like that. Sometimes it's total ignoring.
Yes.
Smith Wigglesworth, when you read it, his material, you certainly read a man in dominion.
Yes. Amen.
Right?
Yes.
But one of my favorite stories is, of course, when he went to bed one night and he sensed an evil presence in the room. It woke him up. And he rolled over and Satan in manifested form sitting on his bed. And he operated in dominion with these very calm words, oh, it's just you, and rolled back over and went to sleep. He didn't get up and have an intercession meeting.
Nope.
He didn't, you know, rebuke and froth.
Nope.
You know, he answered it with an ignore.
Yeah.
A phrase of ignoring.
Yes.
That's good.
Oh, it's just you.
Yeah.
Meaning you're not functioning.
Yeah.
You're not, I know.
Yeah.
When you know something,
uh-huh.
you get less worked up.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
You get less worked up.
Amen.
When a child on the playground wants to impress their friends, oh yeah, well my daddy's got a bigger truck. They're always pulling out something. Mine's bigger. I got more. Why? Because they're trying to impress somebody. And when you know something, you don't have to go around and impress it. Impress with it. Right? I was made for dominion. And I don't have to get my flesh involved to prove it.
Amen.
Yeah? Paul was a man in dominion. But when when Paul and Silas were going through the town for many days, a girl, a young girl with the spirit of divination, followed, saying, "These are servants of the Most High God who show unto us the way of salvation." Exact correct words. Wrong spirit. You know, the devil can say something to you that it's correct, but it's the wrong spirit saying it, and it will have, and if you act on it, it will open a door to him. And Paul was in dominion, and it said that that girl followed them many days saying it. What's up with Paul? Why don't you just show your dominion? Turn around and deal with that. Because you deal with it by the Spirit.
Right.
Why? Because he exercised his dominion out of his spirit, amen, not out of his soul.
Amen.
Not just out of the mental arena and going, bless God, that girl's not going to distract and cause this commotion around me. No, he did it under the anointing at the leading of the Spirit. Amen. Why? Because this dominion is a spiritual flow.
Yes, yes.
You need to get hooked up to your spirit to do exercise this and get the most fruit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then you, I love the story of Dad Hagen. That there was a time he was doing a ministry trip, and a pastor friend of his was going with him. And when they started the trip, and they were driving, and they were on the road for several weeks, and this, they weren't flying commercially, they were driving. And when they started the trip, however Dad Hagen knew about it, he turned to the pastor and said, this pastor was a diabetic. And he said, "As long as you're with me, you'll not register sugar." He didn't cast out a devil. He didn't take authority with words other than. He didn't say, "Devil, I take authority." He just said, "As long as you're with me." So your dominion will affect anywhere in your radius, your sphere. And people who would have won't.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
When we understand that, we're not afraid to get on a plane and say, "Well, maybe something happened on that plane." No. When I'm in dominion, I don't have to bind stuff.
Come on.
Don't misunderstand me. There is a flow of that, but many are doing it out of this because they're watching the news.
That's it. Amen.
Yes,
ma'am. Amen.
It's out of the natural. It's out of what they've heard.
Right.
But when I'm talking, when you walk from dominion from in here, you're settled.
Amen.
You're settled.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you walk into that situation unafraid because I'm in charge.
Amen.
So Dr. Dad Hagen said to this pastor, he said, "As long as you're with me, you will not register sugar." And so this pastor, as they went on that trip, he had the meals and everything that was served Dad Hagen and him, and he ate desserts and everything. And he said every day he would check his numbers, and he never registered, even eating things he normally could not eat. And after 11 days of going back home, after those meetings being over, he said he did not register sugar for 11 days afterwards. Why? There was a residue of authority. What? That authority blessed him. Blessed him to make his life better. And so he recognized by being under Dad Hagen's sphere of influence, the authority of that, he recognized that there was something he was missing. And so when his blood sugar was again off after 11 days and he had to go back on insulin, then he started using his faith and recognized, wait, if his faith will do that for me, my faith will do that for me.
Amen.
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 And he was completely healed. Why? Because he came under the influence of someone who knew dominion. And it ushered him into the use of his own. It was an example to him. Part of what is so important to the plan of God is that you be where God told you to be. Why? Your dominion will work best where you're told to be.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
In disobedience, dominion is hindered. It's That's interrupted.
Right.
It won't work the same.
That's right.
This is why when people go to a local church that God wants them in and they start seeing advancement and increase, yes, there may be some opposition, but they're still spiritually and even naturally there's advancements and increase.
Right.
And they start seeing that, and then they start dismissing, and they start not paying attention over time.
Yeah.
And for some reason or another, they get drawn away, and then when they get out of that church, everything that they were delivered from comes back.
Yep.
Why? Because when you're in the place God told you, the dominion of the right place, the dominion of the right place, brings you into a flow you wouldn't have had on your own.
Amen.
The dominion of being in the right place. There are people with Dad Hagen years ago, different ones that had worked with him and traveled with him. As long as they were with him, their bodies operated right. As long as they were with him, strategies against their lives were held back. But when he went away or they left him, those things came back. And it showed that the blessing of the right place has a dominion of that brings safety to you.
Yes, amen.
That's why you can't just pick up and go anywhere I want to go.
That's right.
When you understand there's dominion of the right location, the right church, the right pastor. Not just any pastor. The pastor God told me to be with. The congregation God told me to serve in. The local church that he set me in.
Yeah.
There's a flow of dominion. Not only does my dominion work, but I receive the blessing of the dominion of that place.
Amen.
That's so good.
Amen.
That's so good.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many times I've seen it in 25 years of pastoring. People come to the church and their bodies straighten out. Their children straighten out. And then they leave and all of it comes back.
Worse.
And they lose children off to the world and all kinds of stuff. Why? They left the blessing of dominion that belonged to being in the right place.
Amen.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Never exchange the right place, because that place is authorized to help you in a way no other place can help you.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Dr. Summerall, we went years ago in the 80s. We went with Dr. Summerall a couple times to Israel. He loved going over there. He was a man of the world. He was a man of nations. He loved going to different nations and learning them. I mean, he lived in Israel for a couple of years. And so he knew the place well, and so he would take pastors over in different tours, and you would get to go on. And on this one, there was around 600 or so pastors on this one trip with us. And there was a pastor that was very close to Dr. Summerall. He was a young man. And he had only been married about a year. He was in his 20s, and his late 20s, I believe. And he had gotten married, and the girl he married had this some kind of situation to where at at different times, she would have migraine-type headaches that were so bad they were beyond normal migraines. She would just sit on the side of the bed and hold her head and scream. And they would, they'd have to take her to the emergency room when one of those would happen. And the only relief, there was no medicine that would control it or knock it back. They had to completely just knock her out. They just have to knock her out for days. That was the only way she could endure. And so they flew over there with us, and she was there the first day, and the very first day one of those headaches started. And she sat on the edge of the bed in the hotel, and she was just holding her head and screaming. So her husband, the pastor, called Dr. Summerall, because he's very close to Dr. Summerall, and said, "Can you come to our hotel room and pray for my wife?" And he told him what they were facing. And Dr. Summerall said, "I'll be right there." And it was early in the morning. We were getting ready to get on a bus. Mm-hmm. And we were on Dr. Summerall's bus, and this couple was on Dr. Summerall's bus. And she was just sitting on the side of the bed screaming. And he came down the hallway. He knocked on the door. They opened up the hotel door to him. And the moment the door opened, all the pain stopped. Why? Because they opened the door to dominion. Someone. This Dr. Summerall was this man's pastor. And when his pastors, the dominion of his pastor.
Yeah. Come on.
The dominion of his pastor showed up.
Yeah.
Everything else stopped.
That's it. Amen.
I don't know if it would have happened if he had just called any preacher, because there were almost 600 of them there.
Come on.
But the dominion of his pastor was different over his life than any else's operation of dominion. You say, "Well, I'm not sure about the dominion of your pastor's grave." Well, let me ask you this. Does the neighbor have the same dominion over your kids as you do? They're adults. No, if your kids messed up at school and the school's calling, they're not calling neighbor Carol down the road and going to report. Why? Because they don't have the same dominion, although they're an adult and although they're a parent. They don't have the same dominion. Not everyone is going to have the same dominion to bless you. Not everyone is going to have the same dominion to spiritually impart into you. Dad Hagen was, of course, our spiritual father. And then after he went home, my husband was that for me. And when he left, one of my first questions that day was, "Okay, God, where's my supply? Where do I hook up? Because I'm not going to be out here without someone's dominion to bless my life. I need the dominion of the one you say, not just who I pick.
Amen.
Not just who's popular. That's why who comes to the forefront, whether they put themselves there or whether God elevated them there. Because there's two ways.
Come on.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Yes, amen.
What means something to me is where God set me.
That's right.
Their dominion will bless me in a whole other way. That's why I'm going to protect that place. I'm going to protect that divine connection, because one day I'm going to need their dominion. And God said to me, Brother Copeland, is that for you now? And so precious. He called me, of course, just really very short moments after he heard the news of Ed's homegoing that day. And he talked to me. And every couple of days he'd call me. Every couple of days. And he would make this statement, "Nancy, if I can help you in any way, let me know." Well, that's a huge statement, but you have to know Dr. Brother Copeland. He doesn't just offer courtesy.
Right.
He doesn't say things out of courtesy. His
right.
things, his words, he measures them.
Right.
He doesn't just offer them lightly.
Right.
So he kept saying, and one day he said to me, because sometimes if I don't get it, please help me. You know, say it again. And I noticed one day, because he had say that when we get off the phone, before we get off the phone, Nancy, if you need me to do anything for you, you let me know. And I thought, this man has so much he's responsible for. The last thing he's going to need from me is a phone call.
Right.
That's my approach. I don't try to be needy.
Yep.
Just because there's an offer.
Right.
Because if we're talking about what we need, $6.5 million would be okay. I mean, if we're just going to talk about that. And one day, when he called, he said, "Now, Nancy, if you need me to do anything, let me know." I go, "Thank you, Brother Copeland." He said, "Nancy, if you need me to do anything for you, let me know." Okay. Anything for you, let me know. And I said, I think I know what he's asking or offering. I think he's offering himself. He's offering to come and minister at the church. I think that's what he's offering. So I'm going to get off the phone. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to look at my calendar. And I had a date come to me, which is just really a couple months away. This was in October, the end of October. And I had it in my heart for January. And I go, he booked like 5 years in advance. Nancy, you're looking at a couple months from now? No. So I called him back. And I said, "Brother Copeland, would you come and minister at the church?" "I sure will when you want me there." I mean, there was no pause. I go, oh, so I did finally get it, what he was offering me.
Amen.
"When can I come?" I said, "What about the first week in January?" "Perfect, I'll be there." I was thinking about this today. The first service, we do the praise and worship, hand it over to him, and the first thing he does is says, "Nancy, come here." And he lays hands on me, and he declares my outcome.
Yes.
The blessing of his dominion.
Yes.
Nobody else's words would hold the same place.
Right.
Because it's God's placement.
Amen.
Of their dominion in your life.
Amen.
When you not only have your own dominion, but you were made for dominion. Now think of this. You were made for dominion over the work of his hands, but you were made to be under his dominion too.
Yeah.
Through those he set you under. You were made for dominion. You were made to have dominion and be under someone's dominion that's assigned to you. Paul and Barnabas divinely joined together. God said, "Separate unto me Saul and Barnabas for the work," the Paul and Barnabas for the work "whereunto I have called them." So throughout their partnership, that divine joining, there was demonstrations, fruit born, and it was recorded in the New Testament. But when Barnabas decided differently, he determined something was going to be his way.
Right.
And it says he determined it over a family member. He put his loyalty on the family member over the divine connection. I mean, not even a relative.
Right.
not even his own child, a relative. It's dangerous to put people you love above the plan of God. And he set off the pages of history. The Holy Ghost quit recording. Why? Because the use of his dominion was no longer the example needed. Why? He was out of place. Did his dominion work? Probably in a measure, but not the same way it would have worked where it should have been. Remember this all your life. There's going to be days and seasons in your life that something's going on the chopping block. When opposition comes, something's going on the chopping block. When pressures come, or try to come, something's going on the chopping block. When there's difference of opinion that comes, something's going on the chopping block. It better be your wrong thinking.
Amen.
But many put the plan of God on the chopping block. That's what Barnabas did that day. He offered up the plan and said, I'll separate from the plan to get my way. Of course, he didn't realize. But did he go into the world? No, he didn't go back into the world. He no doubt went on with ministry. But the Holy Ghost saw it, didn't see fit to record it anymore. Not recorded. He sailed off the pages of history that day. Why? Because whenever strategies of the enemy come into play, whenever circumstances show up, decisions have to be made.
That's right.
Something's going on the chopping block.
Yeah, that's right.
It needs to be your feelings, your offenses. You know, it needs to be the things that are hurting you and not the things that are divinely connected to you. Protect at all times. At times of transition, protect at all times the things that God joined you with. Because at times of transition, things are falling off, things are being cut away, things are being left behind, and you better make sure that it's not where God told you to be, because the dominion of the right place is sometimes your only rescue. It's life and death. What church you go to.
Amen.
It's life and death. Where you choose to put your life.
Amen.
God said to me in the writing of this of a book, God the Revealer of Secrets. And it's about knowing the plan of God and following the plan of God for your life. And when I was writing that, he said, make my people to know that long life is connected to my plan. Why? Because his plan has the dominion to bless you.
Amen.
And you were made for dominion.
Yes.
You are made to be under the dominion of the blessing of the plan of God.
Yes.
And when you're in the plan of God, things that try to strike at you and reach you can't.
Come on.
Can't. Because the plan protects you. The dominion that moves with the plan. How many times did they try to kill Jesus?
Yeah, come on.
How many times? I mean, tried to push him off the cliff, all this kind of stuff. One translation said he disappeared and showed up in another city. That's what one translation said. He disappeared and showed up in another city. But see, when you're fulfilling the plan, nothing can take you out. Nothing can take you out. Why? Because there's dominion with that plan. And many times, you need more than your dominion working for you. You need the dominion of the plan always working for you. Amen? Well, praise the Lord. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. You're bringing us into an understanding of what this hour calls for. And Father, we thank you that we're stepping up. You said to me years ago, there are revelations that belong to this era. So we thank you for those revelations.
Amen.
We thank you that those revelations move us further into the harvest into the end time plan of heaven. Father, we don't want to pass it to the next generation to fulfill. We want to, this generation, for us to do our part. So we thank you for teaching us. We thank you for bringing us into more. Now, can I say this to you? If things seem to be in upheaval around your life, things out of place, things are too many things out of place, refresh yourself in this truth of dominion.
Amen.
Put it back.
Amen.
Put it back.
Right.
Don't just keep living with things out of place and just hope it gets better. It doesn't. You put it back with dominion.
Yes.
Every day, exercise yourself in dominion.
Yes.
Yeah. Every day.
Amen.
You say, well, amen. What do you mean every day exercise myself in dominion? Every wrong thought. Every troubling symptom.
Yes.
Every threat or suggestion.
Yes.
You're not going to have enough money. Exercise your dominion over that.
Amen.
Practice every day exercising your dominion.
Amen.
But not only that, practice being under dominion.
Amen.
It's called listening.
Yeah. Amen.
Being a doer.
Amen.
Of the word.
Amen.
Means you're coming under the dominion of the word.
That's right.
And that word will bless and rescue your life.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's a good birthday month. All month long. And to be with you during that, wow, that's a treat for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Stand with me to your feet tonight. Father, we're hungry. We want it all. We want it all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our precious pastors. Thank you for the pastors that are visiting in these meetings, Father. How precious they are. And when we all are learning better, our place, where we belong, our dominion of that place. We not only exercise dominion, we receive the dominion. The blessing of dominion. The blessing of dominion.
Thank you, Lord.
We receive it. This week, we receive it. We receive it, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you say the Lord is good?
The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.